2003 has become the year that relatively unknown players won all four of golf's major championships. Sean McKeel won the PGA Championship yesterday. Like the winners of the Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open, he had never won a major before. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
So people who missed the tournament over the weekend may be asking, who is Sean McKeel?
A lot of people are asking, who is Sean McKeel? He's a guy who, until yesterday, was the best known act he had committed on a golf course was saving the lives of an elderly couple during a mini-tour event 10 years ago in North Carolina when their car swerved into the water, and he jumped in and saved them both. So he was better known for swimming than playing golf until he won the PGA Championship yesterday, because he'd never won any tournament on tour, much like Ben Curtis, who won the British Open last month, much less a major title. This was only the third major he'd ever even played in.
And yet he finished pretty strong.
Unbelievably strong. He certainly didn't back into this by any means. This was a very difficult golf course, Oak Hill in Rochester. Only three players broke par for the week, and yet he birdied three of the last five holes. And on the 18th hole, with a one-shot lead over Chad Campbell, another guy who'd never won on the tour, by the way, he hit a 7-iron from 174 yards from the hole to within 3 inches to wrap up the event, which is will go down as one of the great historic shots in golf.
Wow. How unusual is it for first-timers to win all the majors like this, John?
Well, the last time it happened was 1969, 34 years ago. So it's very unusual, to say the least. And what takes it another step is, A, before this year, we had this dominant player named Tiger Woods, who seemed to win one or two of the majors every year, except for the year 2000 when he won three of them. And so for Tiger to not win at all, and then to have four guys who had never won come along and win, makes this an extraordinary year in golf.
Well, is it fair to ask what happened to Tiger Woods this year?
I think it's very fair to ask what happened to Tiger Woods. He was coming off of knee surgery. He won his first tournament back in San Diego at the start of the year and seemed to be just fine. But in the four majors, he just never got it going. And the two things you have to do in golf to be successful, Tiger didn't do as well as he's done in the past. He couldn't drive the ball straight with any consistency, and he couldn't make long clutch putts, which is what has always been his hallmark when he's been winning his eight major titles. And whether Tiger wants to admit it or not, he considers slump a four-letter word, not a five-letter word. He is in a slump for him right now because he's not won in the last six major championships.
And when Tiger is in a slump, are TV ratings also in a slump?
There's no question that the ratings for this event will be down. All the other major ratings have been down without Tiger in serious contention. But I would make the case that long-term, it's good for the game of golf, because going into next year, you have four guys. Mike Weir won the Masters, Jim Furyk who won the Open, plus Curtis and now Sean McKeel, who are stars because they're major champions. They're draws for in terms of selling tickets and TV ratings because they've now won majors, whereas a year ago, certainly the last two nobody had heard of, and Furyk and Weir were just considered good, solid players.
Goodbye, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played on a true public golf course.